This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it is 5:40. That was U2 with Elevation, and you are listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And we're joined now by Sean Tanis of our news desk for Keep In View. It's a very interesting one today. Okay, so we're discussing water and having to pay for it at eateries. Last week, the Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs Ministry issued 84 notices against food and beverage operators for charging more than 1 ringgit for a glass of plain water or ice kosong, essentially, or air kosong, depending on how you order your water. Sean, tell us more.
Yeah, so the ministry took this action under its OPS Chatut 8.0. It's like Fast and Furious sequel. They've done 8 of them. And after like, a lot of complaints from the public. So Kelantan recorded the highest number with 14 eateries, followed by Selangor 12, and then Sabah 8. I wonder other states are all giving free water or not. But Deputy Minister Dato' Rusul Wahid, and he said that this should not have happened because... you know, in his view, a more reasonable price would be between 20 cent or 30 cent. And Wahid also said that given the number of notices issued so far, there seems to be, this seems to be quite a common occurrence. And this operation is going to be carried out until this Thursday. So I think we can expect more operators to be penalized over the next few days. And after this, obviously after we broke this news, also we saw a lot of people commenting on the tweet, retweeting and giving their own opinion. So obviously a lot of people are not happy with paying for water, and they welcome this move. However, some are also arguing whether eateries should be charging for a glass of water at all because of maybe people are just sitting there to get free Wi-Fi and all that. So the Consumers Association of Penang has called for all charges for water to be scrapped as these outlets are already making a profit with their food and drinks. And they say that making people pay for water is unreasonable. But at the same time, consumers should play their role by not wasting it. And the Federation of Malaysian Consumers Association, or FOMCA, says charging for plain water hurts Malaysian values. And this is an interesting one because FOMCA's reasoning is that offering drinks for guests is a sign of welcoming them. And this is part of our culture. And so they believe that this should be followed by restaurants as well. However, FOMCA did say that paying 30 cents for water is still acceptable at this point.
Yeah, this is something I feel very passionately about. I generally think water should be free.
Yes.
30 cents is okay, but I think it also depends on the level of your pricing in the first place. I get really annoyed when you're charging 50 ringgit and above for your food, but you still have to pay extra for water. But beyond this idea of price control, right, Malaysia doesn't actually have any laws that encourages water to be served for free. So I suppose the question is, should we be emulating countries that do have rules like this?
Yeah, so there are other countries that legally require patrons to be given free water. And this is to different degrees, right? So for example, in India, it's mandatory for all eateries to serve its patrons free drinking water. In some other countries, only certain premises are required to offer free tap water. For example, all restaurants and cafes in Australia, England and Scotland, which serve alcohol, must give customers free water. However, in America, despite the fact that they don't have laws that make it compulsory for free water to be served, most restaurants do it anyway. From what I can tell, most of the reasoning behind charging for water comes down to access to clean water. So not all tap water is safe to be consumed, right? So even in Malaysia, it requires some form of filtration, or some people, you know, they prefer to boil their water. However, if you look at India again, less than 50% of the population has access to safely managed drinking water. And that has not stopped them from offering free tap water at restaurants. But the risk is yours, obviously. And even if you don't look at the argument of water being free and basic right for all, You have to consider the trickle-down effect, right, on expenditure and also for the environment. So a report by the European Union in 2018 suggests that requiring restaurants to serve water could save European households more than 600 million euros on bottled water costs alone. So that's a lot of money. And access to free drinking water could also help citizens to use fewer plastic bottles, reducing 25 million tons of plastic waste in the region. And this is according to the report. So even if it's 30 cents for a glass of water doesn't seem like much, it does have a bigger effect on other areas of our lives. And I also realized that some restaurants, they go around it by putting a slice of lemon in the water and call it lemon water.
Making it fancy. A little bit of cucumber sometimes.
Yes, a little bit of cucumber. Suddenly it's 1 ringgit 50 cent. Suddenly it's 2 ringgit. Like you, Sharmila, I'm also very passionate about water. When they cut water supplies and when they charge 1 ringgit for water. So water seems to be our main problem here.
Can I join in the passion? So my own bugbear about this is, firstly, I agree that 30 cent is just about the limit, right? For what I'd expect, for what is clearly tap water most of the time. Doesn't matter if you throw in a lemon, it's tap water.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, it actually, I think, is worse when eateries don't provide tap water at all and exclusively provide mineral water and charge
and
you for that.
Yes, and force you to pay for it.
Yes,
yeah.
that's also an issue. And also, when you charge people water, like let's say like 80 cent or 1 ringgit, right? So we are talking about consumption of sugary drinks and beverages, and our diabetes rate is one of the highest in the region. And when I look at the menu, and this is me before lah. Now I got more awareness. So when I see that, okay, water 1 ringgit, might as well drink cola.
You know,
might as well drink Milo ice. So then I go. So I was not planning to drink cola or, you know, Milo ice or whatever. But then I'm consuming more calories, more sugar. And we are indirectly forcing people to make that sort of decision as well, because it is more worthwhile to, you know, to do that. So this problem is huge. Like, not giving free water is, I think we have to sort it out at some level.
Join us in discussing water.
Join our group.
and tell us, I mean, how do you feel about this? How do you feel about eateries charging more than 1 ringgit for a glass of plain water? Do you think it should just be free? You can call us, 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Sean, thank you very much for that keep in view.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.